And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This one, this show goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, and I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, War Eagle, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! Big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Then there's all y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web and logging in on the live stream. Live stream! Places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, oh, by the way, apparently a ton of y'all, podcast the show after the fact. Bottom line is this. Wherever you catch the show, we can see it and we appreciate it. You're the only reason why we get behind the microphone. So thank you very much. All right. It is time. There's been speculation. There's been ruminations. There's been all kinds of aspirations. People wonder what in the world's going to happen with Right Side. So here I am stepping out from behind the mic, going to follow a new calling that I did not see coming. You may recall that a few weeks ago, there were some folks in the studio, and they're in the studio again because I am pleased to announce that the former hosts of Alabama Unfiltered are now the hosts of Right Side Radio, and they, along with JP, are the actual owners now of Right Side Media, the parent company. Allison Sinclair, Amy Beth Shaver, how are y'all doing? Microphones, there you go.
Great. Humbled. Excited.
Can I have some applause for this, please? I mean, you can let that sit there with no applause. You're the button guy. There you go.
This has been the hardest secret to keep ever.
Ever. Especially when people walk right up to your face and go, you're the ones that are doing Right Side, aren't you?
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's, I've had more than one person go, so it's going to be what? Is this going to be so-and-so? No. I can't talk about it. What's going to be? And then somebody actually guessed, and I don't know who it was now.
There's several.
You think?
Yeah, there was multiple that guessed Allison and Amy Beth.
I feel like if you stopped, are you surprised?
No. I think it's a good thing.
Well, I feel like if you really stopped and thought about it, you could get there. But and I hope we'll tell the story of how all this happened.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because it's the most bizarre guide. Like, could not. I don't even know if you could even think it up. Mm-mm. Crazy story. So we're really excited to be here. Pretty surreal. A little bit nerve-wracking that, like, this is a big kid thing to do. So gotta pull it together, Abs. But we're super excited and so excited to have JP. I mean, JP is that first show we did with you, we were like, this is good.
Yeah.
This is going to work.
Absolutely.
I felt the same. And there was, and you did feel the same. Mm-hmm. You told me afterwards. But there was also a connection. Uncle Bill, my stepbrother Bill, your Uncle Bill, mm-hmm. played basketball with
Amy Beth's husband.
Your husband.
At Grissom High School.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go Tigers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So, yeah, that's crazy. So when I told Chris who the producer was, he was like, you've got to be kidding me. And then he knows your mom, mm-hmm. and she's a legend. And so there was the Huntsville connection. And it, even beyond that, the craziest thing is the next time that we were in studio, I'm adopted. I was born in Hershey, PA. And I was taken home from the hospital, literally a few days old, to a place that no one in Alabama's ever heard of. And when JP said, oh yeah, my family's in Altoona, PA.
Yeah.
I was like, shut up. What?
And that's where you were
and
raised.
That's where my parents, so when I was an infant, I was brought home to them, and their house at the time was in Altoona, PA. And then my mom and dad moved 6 months later to Birmingham for my dad to finish his training.
Wow.
But of all the places in the universe to know basketball and a Huntsville connection, and then to have a Pennsylvania connection. I like stop
Altoona,
it.
Pennsylvania.
Altoona, yeah, PA, cool. People.
Y'all are basically Yankees? Is that?
No.
I'm not a Yankee.
Carpetbagger.
I was born there, and I got here as quickly as I could.
Yeah.
That's as a six-month-old.
Okay. Okay.
But my mom always did say that her Southern friends thought that she was never quite Southern enough.
Well, let me jump in and say, too, this is – so – this has been like my life now for the last 4.5 years, and we can talk about all the details, but this has been like the place where every single day, half my life was, well, more than half. I like to call this my full-time, part-time job, it seems like, but the reality is I've loved it. And so this has been more than just a gig or a business. This has been like a passion project for Charlene and I. And so the idea of somebody coming in, it was as much a vetting of who they were as to whether the details could come together in a business sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'll just tell the audience, we knew each other without knowing each other well, but we knew each other through Alabama Policy Institute connections, mm-hmm. and had a similar worldview. And so then I began to sort of track what y'all were doing with your previous radio show. Super successful, by the way. Did a great job with that one. And then all of a sudden, this fit happened. And so I'll just tell the audience, and I'm telling y'all while you're sitting here, this feels like as ideologically sound as anything else to do with the business. I already know JP. I know where he is. But knowing that y'all have got it too is just, Charlene and I have taken a great deal of comfort in that. So, yay. Yay!
Well, let me also reassure that's 100% true.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not just Phil saying that.
No,
because, you know, Phil's prone to lie. He embellishes all the time.
Which is why the president called on him. So
it's just, it's been, you know, Caleb with a K, who I hope he texts in today. I haven't forgotten about him.
Making a sandwich.
We should be making sandwiches. Well, we just bought a business, Caleb with a K. I'm sorry. But you know, like our foundations are all the same. Our beliefs are all the same. And I get it. It's going to take a minute. We're a little, we're not Phil Williams. You have some big shoes to fill.
Nah.
Anyway, Phil. And
that was good. Awesome. I like it.
I don't know. It just came out.
Really good. It was a caffeine.
But our goal and our mission is the same.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you because I know, and even today, I don't know if I can say this, like everybody has been on the verge of tears, just kind of overwhelmed with this whole thing. And so we don't take lightly you having faith and trust in us to carry this torch, to continue what you've built, because your name has a lot of weight to it and a lot of respect. And gosh, you're way more mature than us, and we're going to try and not embarrass you along the way. But
you just called me old. That's okay.
No. They're actually, I think my daughter's probably more mature than I am, and that's half my awesome. Age. But we're really honored and excited. And again, I mean, I remember the craziest. So I don't know. Do you want to go back to the dinner and how all this happened?
Yeah, let me lay the foundation. So we were in this mode where we realized this whole nomination thing was looking like it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you. I told the audience it kicked off for me last spring when I was asked if it were to happen, would I accept the nomination? Wow. Okay. So we kind of worked through this shadow process in the background for the longest time, but about the, how long has it been? A month and a half since we, okay.
At least.
Yeah. We all were at the Eagle Forum dinner. And you guys had just recently, ended your time with your previous radio show, Alabama Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there with Charlene, and she and I had been in this, what are we going to do phase? What are we going to do? I mean, do we wrap it all up? Do we shut it down? Is there anybody else out there? I'd had a few nibbling conversations, but there was never anybody out there that seemed like they were going to be able to do something. And I'm thinking, what do you do when you're not even sure you can talk about what's happening that makes you have to do something? Mm-hmm. And then, Allison, you walked up, and I don't, had you ever met Charlene before that day?
I hadn't. And I'd done a little pre-dinner interview, kind of small group interview type setup with Carol Swain.
Yeah, right.
Who
was on my show the day before.
Yeah, and I listened to that interview to kind of prep for that, and that was really good. And I was walking her up to you, and you just happened to be standing there with Charlene in the front of the room. And actually, I don't think I was even supposed to be there. I got the call to kind of do that about 3 or 4 weeks before. Then my husband, Jared, couldn't go that night, so I called Abs and was like, hey, come be my date. And I just happened to walk up, and you and Charlene were standing there. Just introduce myself, kind of introduce you, or to to Carol, and I just walked off. I'm like, oh, it's Phil. Oh, and then you did the great emceeing. And
fun, Phil.
Yeah, Amy Beth and I were like, Phil is funny.
No.
Yeah. That was our takeaway. I wasn't thinking any, I, of course, didn't know anything that was going on, but we were like, fun Phil came out tonight. And so then fast forward.
Well, hang on. Let me finish up the detail that you weren't standing there for. So the other piece of the story was, I asked you, I said, what are you guys doing nowadays? Because I knew the radio, I'd heard, like, through the grapevine, the radio show was over. And I said, what are you guys doing? And you said, oh, we're here doing a podcast with Carol Swain. I said, you're doing podcasting? Oh, yeah. Like, why would you ask that? Yeah. Okay. And you walked away, and Charlene looked at me and said, that's who you need to call. Just like that. So,
and we had never met before.
No. And so I'm telling my audience this. So this whole process has been one incidental moment, which there's nothing incidental with God, but one incidental moment after the other. Mm. I hadn't seen y'all, I don't know when, that night. And we only had known each other tangentially through API circles.
That's right.
And then that night you walked up, and like you said, you hadn't even planned on being there until like pretty soon before. Mm-hmm. And Charlene said, that's who you need to call. So I called you.
You did, and what's hysterical, I'll never forget it. We actually were out in Colorado. We were at our friend Mike Durant, who's been on the show. We're friends with him. Love, such a great guy, so much fun. But we were out at his house in Colorado, and I had decided, like a ding-dong, to go for a hike by myself, which you just, I mean,
Allison,
you don't really.
So by yourself in Colorado?
Yeah, I was tired of sitting.
I was talking to her, and she goes, there's bear poop on the trail. I need to keep talking to you for a minute because I'm not sure what's out here. That's so what she says to me
on
the phone.
You didn't tell me you were by yourself.
I'm so serious. I went by myself. I was like, look, if I'm not back in 45 minutes, but, and I got, and it, you get back in there and you're kind of like, it's getting a little eerie. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a pile of poo.
And she described it to me.
It was not crusty. It was very fresh. Lots of berries.
Allison, did you turn around and walk away?
So I turn around, but here's what happens. So I turn around and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go back. But you're quiet and you're by yourself. So then I was like, I probably should turn my music on. Well, before I turn my music on, it starts to rain. So then I go, okay, I'm going to run. Well, as I start running, I look down at my phone and it's Phil Williams. And I'm like, bear poop, rain, Phil. Like, how do I do all this at the same time?
Wait, I thought you were adding those together. Rainy day filled with bear poop and Phil calls.
But I really, because it was so random for you. I mean, I've been on your show before and we have talked, but I was like, if Phil's calling, it's really important. You don't miss Phil. But anyway, so I kept running down the trail. I get to this house that was empty and I sit on this porch. I don't even know who it is. I was I'm calling
Phil. Allison.
I'm questioning all your judgment right now.
I mean, look, your life decisions. Too late to reverse your decision that just happened this morning. But I was like, I'll just wait it out and wait to go back, let the rain subside, let the bear go by, and call Phil back. And I just remember sitting there, you said, I think maybe at that point, Charlene and maybe one other person knew what was happening.
Yeah, it was like, it was like a real, real tight knit.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. And I, when we hung up, I sat there and just my mouth fell open because, you know, when we left Alabama Unfiltered, it was one of the hardest decisions because we love the radio show. We just loved what we were doing. And we didn't know what God had for us. And if it was to go back and, like, I was like, I'm going to start needle pointing. My grandmother needle pointed. You know, I'm like, that's great. I love my life. I love, but we knew we still had something, felt like there was something more. And we were starting a podcast. But then when you called, it was like, wow.
Yeah, I called and I remember you going, I told you, okay, I got to tell you something. It's real confidential. I told you about the possible nomination coming. I told you that I was looking to see if there was any way that y'all would be interested in taking on the right side mantle. And I remember you went, Phil Williams. And I said, yeah.
I don't even know what I meant with that.
And you said, Phil Williams. And I said, yeah. Yeah. But then you said you were like, you said the timing is unbelievable. And then you said, we just acquired a studio and we don't have any equipment.
Literally.
Yeah. We had just signed a lease on a studio in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And we were going to start with a podcast and we're kind of getting going on that. But it just has been wild to see. And we can kind of step through, I guess,
yeah,
how we ended up here. But
when we get back, I'd love to hear what your conversation was like with each other, because I know she called you like right after. And then also, I want the audience to get a feel for your background. We talked about it once before when y'all were in the studio with me, but I want to remind everybody, you guys have been OG ruffians from way back. So we're taking a break. Got to, because we have like ad sponsors that need to do their thing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're back with Right Side 2.0 team. JP, Allison, and Amy Beth. So this is Right Side 2.0 going forward. Pretty stoked about it.
But you're sticking around. I mean, you're like, you're going to be... You're not
the real
just
OG ruffian.
Yeah, and you're not just disappearing. You're going to hang with us for a while, right?
I speck I'll pop in a bit.
You sprecking.
Okay. I like it.
I do.
Bring your wife, please.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We probably should name...
She's good for my image.
Charlene Studios.
She's pretty fabulous.
She is fabulous. So thank you, Charlene.
Hey, what'd you have on the text lines over there? You had something.
We're getting comments of approval. We got John from Huntsville saying, "I knew it. I love them. They are so entertaining." Mindy on YouTube as well saying, "Yay, I was hoping it would be them. They were great filling in." And David on Facebook said, "Great choice. Love it."
Nice. Looking at Mark from Red Bay says, "Congratulations, ladies. Phil couldn't have made a better choice. I always love the show when you two are on. I'm excited to have you join the show."
Mm. Tom with all the kids, too. He was one of the ones that predicted it and wanted the ladies to
Maybe that's where I got it from.
He just texted in and said, "Yay, the ladies."
Tom with 48 kids.
Oh, wow.
Thanks,
that's good.
Guys.
That's good stuff.
If they're bad, don't read them. Or just, we can read them.
We'll read them later.
We'll read them later. Just give us today.
Yeah, please.
All right, hey, listen, we got a few minutes before the music kicks in for the next break. But you and I saw each other at the dinner that night. You were like across the room, and I remember waving at you.
Yep.
And by the way, people can't see what you as you. You as Allison I was talking to.
Yeah.
You as Amy Beth I was waving to.
Yes.
Charlene says, "That's who you need to call." By the way, Charlene just texted me and said, "You left off part of it." I also said, "I really like her." So that was good.
Sweet.
All right. So after I talked to her on the bear poop trail.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
After she finished sitting on the stranger's porch. In the rain.
In the rain.
Who knows who's going to pop out of
But I had to call Phil. It was.
But then you had to call Abs.
She called Abs.
I don't even remember what happened. I may have just blacked out. So what happened? What did I say?
Well, because we know each other so well, we obviously were programmed into each other's phones, so we don't even say, "Hey Al, hey Abs." You won't believe it.
So the phone,
you won't believe
you just
it.
Said, "Hey," and she just yelled, "You won't believe it."
Yeah, you won't believe it.
But then did I give you anything else over text? Because I can see
you won't
believe what just happened and then me disappearing for like 30 minutes.
Well,
and you're having to.
Yes. And I think people need to appreciate that about us, because we do. JP, just FYI, we're paying attention always to our phone, but we can't always answer. And so, yes, we are known to disappear for a minute.
May as well.
So, okay, good. I'm glad. This is beautiful. But yeah, you called me, and then after the initial call, because y'all had to go somewhere, there was rapid fire texting back and forth. But you won't believe this. Phil just called. We can't tell anybody. Obviously,
our
husbands.
I think I did like threaten, because that
you were
was
like,
a big thing.
We can't tell anybody. And I was like, "Allison, I don't talk to anybody." So it's fine. So,
but what did you think? Like when I called, were you like...
I was sitting at the kitchen table. And I almost fell out of the chair. And then I went, "Okay, all right.
God just did something.
He just done did it. Yeah. Won't he do it?" And that's what he did.
Well, it's a crazy story. But I want you to hear a little bit of their backstory. Like, why are they the ones for this? We'll talk about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Hey folks, Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors, and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience. You're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors, check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm going to be saying that in my sleep, y'all, just so you know.
I'm trying to, like, we can't, you're like an auctioneer. Like, you've got that cadence, you've got the bravado to say it. And we're like, hey, welcome back in.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Won't it's good? You know, we're like the people in the office where you go check in.
What you been doing?
Get your driver's license. How you doing, Midge? Is everything fine?
Good.
Can I order you some lunch?
So we have several characters. Like Judy from Jersey that comes out sometimes. And
oh my
so
gosh.
We can't do that just yet.
What's my friend from Minnesota?
Marge.
Marge from Minnesota.
You're like
she comes
radio
out
schizophrenics.
We are. It's what caffeine does to us.
That's maybe
oh my
what.
Gosh.
Just ask our husbands.
Sorry, that was supposed to be like a compliment to you how professional, and then it just turned into
Sorry.
Judy. But we're gonna have to come up with something. I mean,
we are. We're gonna
all the way from Auburn to the plains into I can't even do it.
I'll put my cheerleading
down
voice
to
on.
The
I'll
Bennings
bring her back.
Of Fort.
I'll bring it back.
I gotta tell you, we had some text messages. So there's some of these folks too that are just like part of the fabric of our lives now. One of them is Alex Mathens. She just texted in all caps. I got my wish. Wahoo!
Aww.
It says, "Welcome, ladies."
Thank you, Allie from Athens.
She's awesome.
Wow.
Harriet from Madison, Alabama says, "Thumbs up for Right Side 2.0." Jerry from Decatur says, "Wow, Phil, you did not disappoint me with your choice to carry on Right Side or carry Right Side forward. I was thinking surely it would be a crazy paratrooper, but it turned out to be two crazy girls." Said, "I feel a connection to them because I've also been to Altoona, PA and Hershey, PA, and I really like the Hershey's Kisses streetlights and the smell of chocolate in the air. So roll on 18-wheeler and airborne, and all the best to you, my friend."
Mm.
Jerry, appreciate you, man. Airborne all the way. What else we got here? You got someone on your side over there?
Ian from Hartsville on the text line said, "I never heard of the ladies before. They subbed for you last time. Looking forward to get to know them. All of God's blessings upon you, Phil, and your future endeavors."
Wow.
That's very cool.
Wow.
And then Steve from Tennessee says, "I called your show on your first day 4.5 years ago. Happy to know we have experienced a trio of like-minded adults coming aboard. Good attracts good. Please carry on." Steve from Tennessee.
4.5 years ago.
Wow. 4.5 years. That's crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
And Julie Ruff. And by the way, some of them have nicknames. So Julie Ruff is one of them because she's a ruffian. She's Julie Ruff.
Okay. So R-U-F-F, not...
As R-U-F-F.
Okay.
Julie Ruff from Marshall County says, "I'm so excited about this news. Welcome, ladies."
Oh, thank you.
And and Badger from Athens says, "Welcome aboard, y'all."
Aww. This is so... So, like, what we missed, we were excited about doing the podcast, but after we filled in for you that day, we left and we were like, we so miss the radio. And it's the callers. It's the listeners. It's the interaction. It's the live. It's the community, because it really is. You're like, well, you know, Allie from Athens.
Yeah,
we'll get it. Okay, Allie from Athens didn't call today. I hope she's okay, or she didn't text it. You know, or you're like, then you're worried about Tom's kids. I don't know. Are they all sick? Are they throwing up like my daughter is?
All 17 of them.
All 48 of them are throwing up.
What are you even going to do about that?
I don't know, but you connect, and I think in 2025, especially that it feels like you do life together, and we don't really get that. We get stupid phones and some text messages.
And
so
people can say what they want about radio, but I have been a radio person since I was a little kid, and my mom started listening to Rush Limbaugh. You understand the power of radio and the beauty of that connection. And we all, you said it in your opening monologue, we're all about to throw our hands up and say, I've had enough. And yet I found a quote, and I'll share it later on, but fortune favors the brave, that great Latin phrase.
Yeah.
And it's a community of people looking to encourage each other, as long as it's called today, while we face the culture wars. That's it. Culture, faith, family, all the politics. Yes, the sports, doing it in a fun way, because in the end, we know as believers, we know how it ends. And so we get to be happy warriors, but we are brave, because some of the things going on in the world right now are terrifying, but it's a community that we missed. And when we filled in and you were gracious enough to let us do that, I think our ride home felt like 5 minutes, because we were immediately like, oh, this changes everything. And that is how the Lord does, isn't it? Where he just brings you something and we're all crying. We've all been crying over the last several weeks because we can't tell anybody but our spouses. And you think there's literally no way this is going to work unless the Lord takes it, lifts it, and lets it fly. And but that's what we pray.
I completely agree with that. And I will say also, just on a side note, that day y'all subbed in, you have no how much was riding on that. That was a beta test. Y'all passed.
Why, thank you, Phil.
I had no, I just thought we
thank
were
you,
like
Phil.
Like the 10th people on the list to call, and you're like,
tell Madge and Julie and all the personalities. I said, you're welcome.
Thank you, Phil. I hope that you'll call in. Listen, Phil, I was wondering, do you think ever, if you ever get bored in the U.S. Attorney's Office, if you could just give us a call maybe from the restroom or the lunchroom and just call us and say, hey, it's me. Solid conservative and just plain rot.
Does she if you do could this ever, all the time?
Yeah, if you just, could ever do that for us, that would be great.
Well, we kind of like all of our call. You know, some of our callers have these names. We don't really know who they are, and so we just kind of thought we'd have our alter egos too. Because I really could be a maybe should have been from New Jersey. I'm from East Tennessee, which is kind of close. If you get a little feisty, you know, but there's some Jersey in me, so watch out. And so I don't know, it just kind of, and then Rush, you always wanted to do like the parodies and the
JP, we're gonna do some parodies. Yeah.
Let's go with me.
How about some fun commercials?
That could be good.
It'll take me a minute, but then they usually, the ideas come to me in the middle
now,
of the
I've
night.
Now, I've been telling JP, by the way, listen, man, when you need a testosterone injection, just call me. I'll be there for you. Good.
Hey, Jeff from Indiana can call in every day and help me out, too. So, yeah, that's true.
What's up, Jeff?
I do think, like, part of our philosophy is, like, life is really hard on its own. And so if you can make something fun, you should. Because it can't always be fun.
I agree with that.
So we try and make the... hey, the hepatitis monkeys are on the loose. Fun.
And they're aggressive. And also,
we still have the monkeypox monkey up here.
We need to add another monkey. What? And go find
them. We haven't even gotten to the herpes monkeys yet.
No.
So,
was the other thing they had, JP.
They had COVID too.
Oh, yeah.
And the herpes.
Did you hear about this? The monkeys that escaped in Mississippi?
Oh, Phil.
Is this real?
Yeah, this is real.
Phil.
This is not a bit.
Hang on a second. Y'all, this is a serious show.
Sorry, you didn't see that the truck wrecked in Mississippi and there were monkeys that were rabid and aggressive
when
with
did
herpes?
This happen?
Yesterday.
Shut up.
No, it made like all the newsicles.
Yeah.
How did I miss this when I was short?
Everybody, have a moment.
I could have a whole dipper called Monkey Business right now.
Yes, you could. So you're welcome. And then just go into Monkey Business.
And they had, but three of them are still on the loose.
Yeah, they were injected with COVID, the flu, herpes, apparently.
All right, this is a public service announcement for those of you in Mississippi. If you see a monkey, just shoot to kill.
Yeah, run away.
No, but yeah, so they had to shoot them, and then three were still missing.
Monkeys.
They've got hepatitis
dogs.
C.
Wait a minute. Hang
herpes
on a second.
And COVID.
Who's
Tulane University?
Who's toting around a truckload of infected monkeys?
Tulane.
What the heck?
Tulane.
They came from
literally,
of course, Louisiana.
Well, that's a heck of a green wave.
So
that's good.
That was quick.
You thought I just made up the monkey thing? You were like, "What is she?"
No,
pull up.
Literally,
get on the Twitters. I'm telling you, it's true.
It's happening.
All right. Hang on, I got several minutes before we go to the break. I got to do this.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
We digress. Yeah.
Stop.
Mayhem.
Just put all your other personalities aside for a minute. Now, hey, I want to make sure the audience knows who you guys are, though. You're not just people who have done radio before. I mean, you guys have been, like I said earlier, you're like OG ruffians from way back. So I don't know which one I want to start. I'll go with you first, Amy Beth. So you were a former Miss Alabama.
Yes.
But you used that platform for conservative Christian worldview issues.
Yes.
And you even wrote a book.
Yes.
And then you've been out there rabble-rousing for years.
And yes, I have. Thank you. I served as Miss Alabama back in 1994, and that was along that we had to have a platform, and mine was abstinence and character education. So I got to go into high schools, middle schools, churches, community groups, and really learn to love politics, because right before that happened, I became Miss Alabama as Heather Whitestone became Miss America.
Yeah.
I worked for API, and I worked for Gary Palmer as an intern for the entire summer.
I did not recall that.
So I went from that into speaking, and speaking from there across the country, which is ridiculous, but that's what the Lord allowed. And then that led to more opportunities as spokesperson for API or for Allied Women, and being involved in political organizations. And then Chris and I moved away. We came back. And then the second time that we were back, worked with API again.
Yeah.
And then ran for office, then homeschooled kids. And then when COVID happened, God blessedly allowed Allison and I to connect. My husband's a physician. I got involved with Concerned Doctors. And then from Concerned Doctors, our paths crossed. I started writing for 1819 News op-eds. Then we went to lunch, had a conversation about a podcast. Allison actually got to them first and pitched the idea. The Lord allowed that. And then a radio show, and now we're here, all yeah. just kind of in awe of what God has done. But yes, have been a rabble rouser since I was basically a teenager.
That's cool.
And delightedly so. And it's crazy to have the opportunity, and then to come and have the opportunity for this community to gather for hope, for encouragement, and to get back out there every day is not a job that we take lightly.
No, and I can attest to that, the conversations we've had before we got to this point today. But let me jump on you real quick before we get to the break here. So you've also been a rabble-rouser. You've got your own organization, Local, that was designed to really put people in a grassroots, get active in your community type position, fighting for conservative causes and liberty and all that. Give us a dose of that.
Yeah, well, I was involved in politics when I was growing up in Knoxville, that Union City up there. And actually, the very first campaign I ever worked on was for Tim Burchett, who's now a congressman and one of my favorites.
One of my favorites.
I mean, he's...
The guy's hilarious.
Hysterical. Right. And he was just like that. Like, I haven't... He hasn't changed. I can't get my story out in 1 minute.
Just start your story.
But can I say something else first that
yes,
really... Okay,
it.
Pause on my story.
All right.
I just have to say this about Amy Beth. When we first met, because every time she says she's Miss Alabama... Didn't have any clue who she was, but our kids both went to pre-K together at Briarwood.
Okay.
Okay, so every morning I look homeless taking my kids into K-3. I'm just barely making it there.
That's not true.
And every morning I pass this fabulous, just super hot mom who has on her makeup, and I mean, even if she's in a ball cap, she just looks like she looks like Miss America walking down the halls of Briarwood. And every morning I would
her child is always perfectly put together.
In her little smock dress, and I would just pass her and be like, someday. Someday. Maybe
oh
in heaven.
Gosh.
Oh,
and
Allison.
It was sweet Amy Beth. And God brought us together, which I think is hysterical because JP, I'm sorry, we're still like that today. Like it's like okay. She'll come like today we're moving some things and she's in heels and I'm like in my tennis shoes and
well,
yeah
I'm in formal too so
yeah but you're JP
I'm JP yeah
all right we're taking a break JP we got to take the break because commercials got to run and we're running late so we're going to do that real quick we're going to come back and I'm going to give you at least 2 minutes to do your story
I can do it in two
all right we'll do it Phil Williams Right Side Radio y'all stay tuned we will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. All right, so I'm going right back now. I shortchanged. By the way, I got to say this.
Yeah.
I got to jump in. The lovely Charlene just texted because she does this to me the entire show. She'll text me things.
Oh,
you forgot to say this,
straight.
Right? She just finished saying, the monkey story is true. You were busy filling out your U.S. attorney forms last night.
Mm. Which is a full-time job.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about your story. All right. We got some of Ab's story. By the way, Ab's is Amy Beth Shaver.
Right, oh, yeah.
Abs.
That's good to go ahead and get out of the way. Yeah,
I thought you just had six-pack abs or something. I didn't know.
She does.
And then it dawned on me, no, that's her initials.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got your story. You had Local.
So I did an internship when I was in college in Tennessee. I took a semester off and went and interned with the Tennessee legislature, which actually Alabama should do. We were very helpful. Like y'all have no support down there in Montgomery.
Oh,
it's the
word.
Wildest thing.
It's true.
And they everybody had their own assistant or maybe they, you know, one per two, but y'all down there have like one assistant for four. It's crazy. Anyway, I ended up getting married. Jared, my husband, grew up in Vestavia, and we moved back here, started having children, and just became a full-time mom until, still a full-time mom, but COVID hit, the 2020 election,
yeah,
the summer of love.
That was a crazy time.
It was just, I don't know, it was bizarre. And I really hadn't been involved in Alabama politics until that point that I was like, I got to do something. And really, it was a guide. I was listening to a podcast. It was, of all things, Mike Flynn. And I don't know what he was saying exactly, but it was something about how important your local government and your local boards are. And I started thinking, because at that point during COVID,
you were watching it happen.
Your school board decided whether you had to wear masks or not, or your school board decided if you had to quarantine for 10 days or 5 days, if y'all remember how stupid that was.
Or your mayor shut down the grocery store or whatever.
That's right. Whatever it was. Yeah. And I thought, that's where it is. It's local. And there were so many people at that time that were asking, like, how do I get involved? I don't know how this works. And so literally we would have, it felt a little like illegal. I don't think it was, but we would meet like in parks and just grandparents, parents, just people that wanted to do something to help. To kind of speak to and stand in the gap for their kids, especially because you start messing with kids, and the mama bears and the grandmamas and the granddaddies that had never been involved before. Why you keep cutting me? I got
it's
1 minute.
He runs the clock.
JP. I mean, okay, so I'm going to be anyway. Okay, so I start local, which just ballooned into this whole kind of movement. From across the state, it was awesome. We did a lot. Actually, the very first radio interview ever media that I did was with you.
Yeah.
You called.
Crazy. That?
And I was a nervous wreck. And who would have thought?
And you done
That's kind of weird, actually.
It is kind of weird. You done good. But I tell you what, you said something off air we were talking about. I was going to come back to this and talk about local. And what I liked a lot was you said the very cool thing is almost everything that we set out to accomplish, we got done, and people are all over the place now in their niches getting stuff done because of what y'all did with local.
And that is really cool. And the point was find your place, whether it's to run for school board, whether it's to, you know, whatever it is, to be PTO president at your school, whatever, find your place where you can make a difference in your local community. And so we've had so many people, school board, city council, county commission, library board, and it's just been amazing to watch. And
well, and I think those are the things that make y'all a perfect fit for this. That and more. We'll talk about it when we get back. We're at Right Side 2.0 right now, y'all. Right Side 2.0. We got Abs and Allison, the Mavens of Mayhem, and JP and me in studio. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I won't do it all right now. Just suffice to say we're in multiple states. Multiple. We're all over, like, North Alabama, parts of Georgia, Tennessee. Do what?
Yeah, do it.
Do the whole
thing. It's impressive. Yeah, do it.
I don't want to do the whole thing.
Okay. He doesn't want to do
covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This one, this is right here. This right show goes from, like, Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. It's right across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! Big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. And then, oh, by the way, there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web. Logging in on the live stream, looking inside the studio, audio and video. I'm talking about places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then there's all you podcasters who catch a show after the fact, 368,000 JP downloads of the podcast. We can see where you log in. We can see where you catch the show. No matter where you catch it, we love you and we appreciate you. You're the reason why we do it. So thank you very much.
Allison,
there, I did it.
Memorize that.
We can never live up.
You can do that.
That's a lot of words.
I don't know where it comes from.
Did you one day sit down and say, I'm in it, or did it just come out?
It just happened.
You know, what's really funny is when he tries to do it and he gets distracted by something on his computer or whatever. And he'll go all the way straight. Sorry, what was I saying? If he gets thrown off at
that
all.
That has happened once or twice where I'll be literally like a news story and I'll go all the way down.
Then do you have to start all the way over?
I don't know what I do.
He
then.
Normally just goes, anyways. Oh, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
All those places.
Thomas from Athens, who says, I am loving the Mavens of Mayhem. Great transition to Right Side 2.0. Can they pursue the Grand Council 2.0? Okay, that brings up a point.
Yeah, sir.
What are y'all going to do? I mean, so there's, I will say this, all y'all out there, you Right Side ruffians, they're going to have their own flavor, obviously. So I don't know what y'all intend to do. And by the way, there is no pride of ownership here. You guys make it your own show, obviously. But what do you have in store besides multiple personalities?
Judy. So we are very philosophically aligned. So as Steve Day says often, worldview is destiny. We talk a lot about worldview, but we'll talk about current events through that lens. We do and have had and will have renamed days of the week that will be great fun that will help some of the themed shows that we will do. But then we also have specials brought to you by Allison Sinclair called Hot Flash News.
Hot Flash News.
Hot Flash News.
This is like a...
No, it's a real thing. It's news roundup. It's sometimes she says, is this real or not? Sometimes it's what's going on. But we're ladies of a certain age, and so we just kind of do what we want. But Hot Flash News is one of those things.
It'll turn out to be one of your favorites. So the premise of Hot Flash News is like, I'll just read a headline and then y'all get to decide if you want to hear more. And if you don't, I move on. And if you do, we dig in. We just get through some headlines real fast.
Like monkeys in a truck.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll go,
which
stop.
I thought was fake.
Exactly. So
I wish it was.
We'll have like the Royal Flush or some such. You like the Daily.
All right, so by the way, one of the funniest is your husband is a gastroenterologist.
Yes.
And so they're talking about doing a section in honor of his work and calling it the Daily Dump. I heard that.
I came up with it, and I think it's genius. It's basically where daily we would just kind of, my thought is, we would just kind of rant on whatever was bothering us that day, you know, like whether it was traffic, and we're just going to dump it all out there. Brought to you by Birmingham Gastroenterology.
Is that part of the hot flash moment too?
No. The hot flashes are later.
Yeah, she's later in the show.
Okay.
But yeah, so my daughter was like, well, if people don't want it to be the Daily Dump, you could have the Royal Flush. So at
Okay.
You know, we're working with that, but
it's a lot of lower GI stuff going on.
There is.
I mean,
and
you gotta laugh. You gotta make fun.
I mean,
listen, everybody
did a monologue
poops.
On poop paper yesterday.
I did do a monologue on
what?
Poop paper.
On what?
Yeah, listen, you live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I mean, do you think about this? You live in a country, it's first world problems, where they actually specialize. They spend millions of dollars, 5 years worth of research, coming up with ultra smooth, easy tear poop paper.
No.
What do you mean?
That's a country worth fighting for. If you live in a country that specializes in having special toilet paper, you live in the first world.
Yeah, you do. Is this like a federally funded?
Oh no, it was Charmin going big, man, going big.
They did tests and
they had. Yeah. We actually have one of our listeners that was one of the test families.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like that's in the toilet paper?
What?
Or like the poo paper?
No.
Paper for poo.
Yeah, special paper for.
Yeah.
I think that his office needs to have that and use that exclusively.
Yes.
Just go with Charmin.
Ultra smooth. Ultra soft, smooth tear poo paper.
And we started talking about poo paper math and how it doesn't make
sense. Oh, yeah, poo paper math doesn't make any sense at all.
Like, I'm really sorry.
This is my kind of show.
Look at a package of poo paper and it says 12 equals 96. What does that mean? How do you do that? All right, so what else are you going to do on the show?
I have to say, I'll take that over. We could live in India.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, so let's study all the poo paper.
I'm not going to do it.
They use old Sears catalogs and stuff over there. But anyway.
No, thank you.
I don't know. I mean, I just need to prepare everybody. Like, we have a plan, but none of us were military, so we don't execute always perfectly. so we really, we kind of, we'll just, whatever the day takes us, we have our outline, but I think our show will be very conversational, and if you agree, that's great, and if you disagree, that might even be better. Like, let's have a conversation about things that are happening. We're not offended if you tell us we have no clue what we're talking about, and this is why we need to believe differently. Like, so I'm hoping it'll be a good conversation. I'm excited about JP because I think he is our kid's age. And, you know, that is definitely our hearts as moms, which we were like, I promise we're not going to mom you. We'll bring you some food and
we
do the things.
We may try to find you a wife, but other than that, it's fine.
Aww. Hey, I'll take food and a wife. That's fine.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Make it part of the contract.
Yeah, we can do that.
Food and a wife, happy life. There
yes.
you go.
There you go. But we're excited to have him. And I think hopefully you just bring a good perspective of what, like, if we lose y'all, this country is really sunk. And so I think you have a lot to offer. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah. JP, do you have any thoughts? What do you
I'm excited. I'm excited. I think, I mean, for sure, after working with y'all for however long we've been working through this, I think it's pretty clear that the Right Side Mission is going to carry on very well. And I have confidence in it. And obviously the listeners do too. I mean, we're getting all the texts in of approval and everything. So
yeah, it's massive. It's overrun right now.
I don't think we've gotten one negative text, actually. Wow. So
not even Kareem?
No, not Kareem yet. I mean, if Kareem wants to call in, if he's listening.
I'm waiting for either Shag Nasty the Atheist or Yellow Dog Mike to check in.
I'm too.
Which would kind of be fantastic. but that's the thing that we love that Allison said that we want to carry on. Now, we can do it a little bit better this time because you do have the text line, so there's an ability to kind of roll through a little more quickly. But there are days where we end up taking a topic and really talking it all the way through because
yeah.
you know, our community wants to talk about it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we love that. And I know you do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I think, like Allison said earlier, this is that place where we have our phone in our hand, but for like 3 hours a day, you can just think through, contribute to what's going on, and then go on with your life. Like, we're your companions. We're your friends. You are the hero of your story. How can we help you in your life? Mm. How can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
And we do that best by pointing everybody to Christ, which you already do. Mm. Learning how to think through the issues, which you already do. And then getting engaged, because we weren't saved to sit and soak. We're saved to, like, run to the battle. And that's what we want to continue focusing on, that Latin phrase, fortune favors the brave. Everybody out here is brave. We're doing the best we can. But that's what we want to do on a daily basis. Also laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah. I think you got to. You got to laugh. You got to find the reason to laugh. I anticipate, too, that audience engagement will be a big part of it, because you've already said how much you love that. Because this audience, there are times when I'll do an entire segment and all I did was read people's text messages and respond to it. You know, you
yeah.
realize pretty quickly that when the audience is so engaged that they're helping run the show with you, that's a cool day right there.
By the way, we just got a comment on the YouTube. It says, yes, love Hot Flash News.
Yay.
People
See,
love
Phil,
that.
Phil,
See?
You judged.
I didn't judge.
And you and Charlene are going to tune in
if it
every
was
day.
Physical for symptom or something. I didn't know. So
you're
going
right. to be up in that U.S. Attorney's office and you're going to be like,
he's going to call us, though.
I'm going to call and I say,
Your Honor.
My life is so straight right now. My life is so. Can I just come hang out for a while and do Hot Flash News?
Yes. And the Daily Dump.
And the Daily Dump. well, if you had a morning show, you'd call it the Morning Constitutional, but we won't do that right now.
That is great.
All right, let's do this. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break right now so we come back and have a decent time left to close out the hour. You guys, we're with Right Side 2.0. It's Allison Sinclair, Amy Beth Shaver, and JP.
JP.
JP. Ooh. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just bulletproof influence, y'all. Bulletproof influence. All right, so just so you know, ladies, Tom with all the kids in Huntsville, I guess he heard that you have a lot of, like, you have daughters. He says, I got three boys need wives. They're 24, 25, and 30 years old.
Mm. Oh, okay. Wait. Say those ages
24,
again?
25, and 30. Wait, she's taking this serious.
Yeah, I was thinking. Well, I mean, the 17-year-old's probably out. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. She's almost 18.
I've got an 18,
and I got a 21-year-old. Tom, that is a whole thing. You got... Oh, so the rest are girls and he has to pay for the weddings?
I don't know, but all I
they
know...
Oh,
maybe,
buy a
maybe
wedding
some
venue
of the,
now.
Yeah.
They do need to buy a wedding venue.
Oh,
or just...
Tom. We're planning a wedding presently. Well, sort of. The in-law. Y'all.
It's
you need
thing.
To think about going into that business, okay? Because kids do
listen.
Not get married in the church anymore. They get married at the places.
Oh, I have some friends right now who are at a destination wedding in Spain. I'm like, who does that? Spain?
Spain?
Like, okay. So, like, here's the invitations. We expect you all to be there. By the way, they had to bring outfit for different days. So
that's a lot.
Okay.
Wow.
What happened to like punch in the fellowship hall?
That's why Charlene and I got married.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And 39 years later, love and
here
life.
You are.
That's I say right. We bring it back.
We honeymooned in Gatlinburg. Thank you very much.
You know what?
Because it's what we could afford.
The Gatlinburg.
Yeah. It's the whole thing.
It was the whole thing. Hey, let's wrap some comments. All right. So JP, they're going to be heading out here in a few minutes because we're going to do Grand Council. But closing thoughts, dude. Listen, you got some life change coming on.
I'm excited because I know God. This is God's doing. So I'm having faith in that, and I'm very excited about working with the ladies moving forward. And my JP stamp of approval is being issued. So there you go.
Thanks, JP.
It's going to be so fun. Yeah.
Allison.
There's so much comfort when things like this happen that you were never striving for. Like I've said several times, I could have never even dreamt up this idea. And it's kind of like when my husband and we got pregnant 5 months after we got married. That was not in the plan, but you're like, okay, you know, I didn't make this is obviously what God has for us. And there's a lot of confidence that you can walk in that. I have no clue how to own a business. Like, I need somebody's business for dummies, whatever that book is. But we're going to figure it out. And I'm super excited. And I just have the confidence that God brought us here, clearly. And he will continue to sustain us. And, well, if we fall on our faces, it was fun. And I've loved these past few shows. I'm just kidding. it's going to be awesome. Yeah. But I just think I'm very humbled and honored. And I don't. Oh, I'm going to get teary. Okay. Anyway, I just really appreciate you and you having confidence in us and for you to sit with us and kind of pass the baton. It means a lot. We're just very open-handed and we're just walking. And I think it's a good place for all of us to be. I know you're having to do the same going into your office. Mm-hmm. Probably not anything you ever dreamt. Mm-hmm. And yet you can go confidently. So we're really excited for you, and I think it's pretty cool that we know you.
Yeah, we're like, we know that guy.
He was on the White House website, and like Donald Trump said his name or something. And so it's going to be an honor to watch you and follow you, and we do hope that you will come back and hang out with us, that we don't embarrass you too much.
That's my goal.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Abs, what are you thinking? Closing comments.
So can you imagine that at our age, the Lord would let these kinds of things happen to any of us? The things that you never, ever thought would happen because maybe life was looking different and it was a great life. And then Lord interrupts things and says, here's where we're going to go now. And we're going to take this ride and you're going to have to trust me because I've exercised your faith wings enough because y'all are all old. I've exercised your faith wings enough. It's time to fly. But you also know by this time that, like I said earlier, unless the Lord does do this, it will not happen. And he's called you for such a time as this. You laid this foundation and you saw fit to, I mean, like that your wife said that on that day in that place at that time. Nothing in God's economy is wasted.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And so we will attempt to fill your shoes, but we really can't. We're going to make our way in your path while watching you do your thing, which is incredible. It's ridiculous, really, because of the life that you've lived. And so we really don't take that lightly. And we really don't take it lightly that there's a community of people already here that are engaged and ready to go and to continue the work. And so we're thrilled about that. We're humbled by it. I think so many times back and forth, we're like, what in the world? A lot of tears, just because sometimes that's the only way to get out the terror and the delight. But here we go. And we're excited to take this ride and this journey with all you good people. We need you more now than ever. We're counting on you to text in, call in, let us know what you think. We want to have that kind of show that you've already had and do it, encouraging us all in the way that we should go. And that's the way of bravery and honor, or as the meme on Facebook is, or real right now on Insta is saying, Strength and honor.
Mm. Strength and honor. Listen, I said before, and I meant what I said, that Charlene and I considered this to be not just a transition out of a business opportunity. It's not like I'm, you know, selling a widget company or something. You know, it's an ideological thing. You have to know that you're leaving right side radio with the right people who are going to take it, you know, further. I feel good about it, or we wouldn't be sitting here right now. I do. I really do. And that's I can tell you right now for a fact. I slept like a baby in Baghdad. Man, I mean, like, didn't bother me a bit. And the last few months have had nights where I laid in bed at night thinking, so what's going to happen, God? I mean, what are we doing here? Is something going to, I mean, are you going to break something loose so I can see it? Or is it going to, like, we're just going to fold the tent and say, well, that was neat. And then saw you guys that night at Eagle Forum. By the way, anybody who's ever been to an Eagle Forum dinner, you're pretty ideologically aligned if you're in the same room at an Eagle Forum dinner. And so I'm giving this like my full stamp of approval, just not just for you to hear me say it on the air, but for the audience to hear it. This is exactly what we were hoping for, Charlene and I. This is exactly what we were hoping for. And I'll tell you, too, part of the prayer was for you, JP. I'm pointing my finger at you. People in the audience can't see it, but I'm pointing my finger at you because I was hoping for this, not just for us to be able to exit in a way that I felt like the microphone was safe and that the business was going to continue and the mission would be, you know, tops, but that that this guy over here would have a place in it. And then, lo and behold, he comes to me one day and goes, do you think they'll keep me? Do you think I can, like, be a part of the business with them? Shoot, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sold you like a slave, dude. But no, it's been good. I love it. Mavens of Mayhem, y'all kick off on Monday on your own. Yes, sir. In the meantime, I got to go to a break. Love y'all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.